The first fight club was just Tyler and I pounding on each other. It used to be enough that when I came home angry and knowing that my life wasn't towing my 5-year plan, I could clean my condominium or detail my car. Someday I'd be dead without a scar, and there'd be a really nice condo and a car. Really, really nice, until the dust settled or the next owner. Nothing is static. Even the Mona Lisa is falling apart. Since Fight Club, I can wiggle half the teeth in my jaw. Maybe self-improvement isn't the answer. Tyler never knew his father. Maybe self-destruction is the answer. Tyler and I still go to Fight Club together. Fight Club is in the basement of a bar now, after the bar closes on Saturday night, and every week you go, there's more guys there. Tyler gets under the one light in the middle of the black concrete basement, and he can see that light flickering back out of the dark in 100 pairs of eyes. First thing Tyler yells is, "The first rule about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club." "The second rule about Fight Club," Tyler yells, "is you don't talk about Fight Club." Me, I knew my dad for about 6 years. But I don't remember anything. My dad, he starts a new family in a new town about every 6 years. This isn't so much like a family as it's like he sets up a franchise. What you see at Fight Club is a generation of men raised by women. Tyler, standing under the one light in the after-midnight blackness of a basement full of men. Tyler runs through the other rules. 2 men per fight. 1 fight at a time. No shoes, no shirts. Fights go on as long as they have to. "And the 7th rule," Tyler yells, "is if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight." Fight Club is not football and television. You aren't watching a bunch of men you don't know halfway around the world beating on each other, live by satellite, with a 2-minute delay. Commercials pitching beer every 10 minutes. And a pause now for station identification. After you've been to Fight Club, watching football on television is watching pornography when you could be having great sex. Fight Club gets to be a reason for going to the gym and keeping your hair cut short and cutting your nails. The gyms you go to are crowded with guys trying to look like men, as if being a man means looking the way a sculptor or an art director says. Like Tyler says, even a souffle looks pumped. My father never went to college, so it was really important I go to college. After college, I called him long distance and said, "Now what?" My dad didn't know. When I got a job and turned 25, long distance, I said, "Now what?" My dad didn't know. So he said, "Get married." I'm a 30-year-old boy, and I'm wondering if another woman is really the answer I need. What happens at Fight Club doesn't happen in words. Some guys need a fight every week. This week, Tyler says it's the first 50 guys through the door and that's it. No more. Last week, I tapped a guy and he and I got on the list for a fight. This guy must have had a bad week. Got both my arms behind my head in a full Nelson and rammed my face into the concrete floor until my teeth bit open the inside of my cheek and my eye was swollen shut, was bleeding. And after I said stop, I could look down and there was a print of half my face in blood on the floor. Tyler stood next to me, both of us looking down at the big O of my mouth, with blood all around it, and the little slit of my eye staring up at us from the floor. And Tyler says, "Cool." I shake the guy's hand and say, "Good fight." This guy, he says, "How about next week?" I try to smile against all the swelling and I say, "Look at me. How about next month?"